As in the Gemara's times, they used to grow fruit trees in the Drachim, in the Rishus Rabbim. If someone is walking down the Rishus Rabbim and got tired and hungry, he would pull off an apple off the tree and eat it. So they have such a tree that was grown the Rabbim, even that tree also has an Isser oil on it. Rashi the Rabbim. L'sarach Rabbim. It was grown for the purpose of the Rabbim. K'goin b'yem saderech l'chol oiver. They used to grow trees, fruit trees, in the middle of the Rishus Rabbim. Whoever wanted would take off teeth. How do I know even that tree is also Ba'ola? Kamash non lachem. We'll soon see how we know it. Well, the Akiva, the Akiva says just the opposite. Lohaytri es ha-netuya l'rabim. Just the opposite. If you have this tree that wasn't planted for private use, it was planted for the rabim, there's no issa Ola. You're allowed to eat the fruits even the first 3 years. What is now? What's the machlokes? My time at the Tanakama, what does the Tanakama say? It's usher. It has an issa Ola on it. Even the tree that's planted for the rabbin, the Asir of the Pasuk says, Unetatin, that any tree that you plant, the first 3 years is Ola. Now, Leyochid Mashmit, Mashmit Natatin, any fruit tree you plant for yourself. Leyochid Mashmit, for not Pasuk, though it's not Mashmit, will be an issue if you plant it for the rabbin. Therefore, Kosa Rachmon Lochem, the Pasuk says an extra word, Lochem, Lovi has the two of the rabbin. Even though you planted this tree for the rabbin, still it has an issue Ola, that the first 3 years, you're not allowed to have hanor from the fruits. So Rashi's Mazda, why would I say Onetatim only means for a private use and not for Rabin? How do I see that Onetatim? Onetatim just says whenever you plant the fruit tree, the locker is the first 3 years you can't eat the peris. Why would I say Pashtun only means a private tree? So Rashi says interesting. The end of the top line, Rashi. Onetatim liyochid mashmam, the ein derech Rabin l'netuya. Not a derech, it's like a shinui. For the vice versa, for the rabbin to plant a fruit tree in the middle of just a rabbin. L'chol chad v'chad kol minatatim. Usually, a derech to plant is everybody plants private trees. It's not a derech to plant in the Rishus Rabbim. So B'chanan says, the pshat from Rashi is, just like there's a klal in Hilchos Shabbos, if you do something with a shinui, it's mutter midiraisa. Says the Torah only gave Yisurim the derech. This is the derech to do it. The Torah asked the normal manner of doing it. Here also by Ola. The normal manner of planting a tree is a person plants a tree for his private use. In his own property, he plants the tree. It's not normal to plant the tree for Shus Rabin. So since it's not a normal manner, the Torah never asked that. That's where the Tanakhama learns. That if just one Pasuk, I would say, planting for Shus Rabin is mutter. There's no issa Ola. That's not the normal planting. Kamashto and the Pasuk Lochem, no. Even such a tree that was planted for the Rabin, purpose of the Rabin, still it has an issa Ola on it. What's up, you to say? So tomorrow, the Yehuda, Onetatim Mashma, Bein the Rabbin, Bein the Yochid. He says no. When a portion of the way of planting is, even for Rabbin, he doesn't know it's called the Shinui, there's something like abnormal about it. No, it's a normal thing. You're planting for Rabbin also. If the Torah says normally, there's an Issa Ola, it means even on a tree that's planted for the purpose of the Rabbin. Bulachem, when it planted a second time, Bulachem, even a tree that you want to use, it's also Mashma both. Bein Yochid, Bein Rabbin. Whether the tree is for a private use or for a Rabbin's use, still is Nisrola, Mashma. Or the Zoi has a Riboy Acharibuy. The Torah is saying two things twice, one after another. It's a Riboy Acharibuy. And the Klal is, V'yein Riboy Acharibuy El Lamayit. The Torah says one Chiddush. And then it says the same Chiddush over a second time. The second time is to tell the exclude something. To Mamayit, take away something. So why is it taken away? That when you plant a tree, L'Tzarech HaRabin, in the Rishus HaRabin, it's like a pot that is no Din Orla. There's only an Issa Orla if you plant it for private use. But if you plant for the Rabin, there's no Issa Orla. That's where Yehuda Darshans. So I call upon him, it's no Kashtan Rabavua. Now the reason why here we need a special Pasuk to say it's Asa Bano, but the Pasuk says Lachem. With Lachem, I would think it's Mutta Bano, Kamashlon, these three Tzotim, Orla is still Asa Bano. For the Gemara of Arei Truma, Havakasha from the Issa of Truma. The Rachman Omar v'chol zar lo yoichel kodesh. Any zar, a person that's not a kohen, is not lari truma. It's a lav ki truma. So, according to Rav Avua, this lav should mean that it's also bano. Utanan, we still learned that Mishnah Ervin ma'avrum lo nozir b'yayin. A nozir is lari making ruvet chumim even with wine. Even though he's not allowed to eat wine, still it's mutter bano. He's going to make an erev with the wine. Ul Yisrael b'truma. Or Yisrael that has truma, he's allowed to use that bread for the ruvet chumim. So even though it's us if him teed it, so there the Gemara says, like Rashi brings down, a marvel and nozir, a ruve tchumim b'yayin apapish esu deshen and riyaloi, he, hoyol b'misha shalom nazirusoi, shar yalei. A nozir could be shoyol, could take away his nazirus, then he becomes mutter to drink wine. V'chein liyisrael b'truma, the same thing of Yisrael on truma, he could use this on ube trumim. Why? The boy in Mishra lay. If he wants to walk, he will go to a chachem, and he'll be sure, will say he has charotah, he made these pay with truma. The truma toy is saying the truma, it's not called truma, the hodl atil will come out to be tevil. Well, the mafresh lay min ayodei. Then from these parrots itself will take off a smaller amount of truma, and the rest of the parrots is mutati. Therefore, truma has a possibility to become mutta for Yisrael Tidus. But even though right now it's truma, still we say you're allowed to use it for rubet chumin. So the kasher is you haven't gotten off from these parrots. So making a rubet chumin is giving you enjoyment. Now you have a heter to walk another 2,000 amos on Shabbos. What gave you this heter? This truma. The Torah says by truma, lo yoichal, which according to Rabbi Avuah should mean it's also to have any enjoyment from it. This is the kasher from Rabbi Avuah. Moritz says, nowhere else it's not shver. On the rapport for Shani Hossam, truma is different. The Yom HaKroh, truma seichem. It says next for truma seichem, lochem midashim shalachem tehei. That's mamish mutabano. That's why it says truma is mutabano. It's not a kasha and Rebbe Avuah. It's as if the Torah said, the feirish is mutabano. The Ivuch, if you don't look like Rebbe Avuah, why does the Torah have to say the word truma seichem? Not like Rebbe Avuah, lo yoichol only means an israchina. I don't need the word truma seichem to tell me it's mutabano. That's the normal manner of the way the Torah talks. Doesn't have to say truma. It says truma seichem the chol yisrael. Talking about general clouds, everybody's truma has this halacha that a zar, someone that's not a kohen, is not allowed to eat truma. So the more of a rei nazir, I have another kasha. By yisur rei nazir, the Rachmana Amar Torah says that somebody becomes a nazir mechartzanim v'yadzag leyochel. He's not allowed to drink wine. He's not allowed to eat grapes. And even the pit and the shells of the grapes, it's also Asifim teeth. Even so far as also. Not only the wine, even the grapes, the pits and shells. So now we still learned in the Mishnah, Ma'arvin and Nozir B'yayin was just had. And Nozir is allowed to make an Arubei Chumim with wine. Aye, the Pasuk says, Lo Yoichal, which Lo Yoichal according to Rebbe Avuah means an Isser Ahano. So it means an Isser Ahano. How can a Nozir make an Arubei Chumim with Yayin? He's having Ahano from wine. But the Kashan Rebbe Avuah, Smashma, even though Torah says Lo Yoichal does not mean an Isser Hanor, it's only Mashma Isser Achilo, but Hanor is Mutter. As the Gemara know, Amma Mazutra, Shani Hossam, the Yom HaKroh Nizroi, Shelo Yehei. Torah says by Nozir, Nizroi, it's like his Nizirus, means it's his. Even though the Torah is saying he's not allowed to drink wine or eat the pits and shells, but it's only Yosef Achilo, but it's Mutter Banor. Banor is Mutter. The Torah says Nizroi, it still belongs to him. So the Gemara, yeah, that's one terrace. Rav Ashi Yomar, the Pasuk says, Rav Ashi Yomar, Kodesh Yia Godo Peres Aroshay. The Pasuk says that by a nozir, after he cuts off his hair, the hair is also by no, you have to burn it. That Kodesh Yia means like it's also by no, God does Peres Aroshay. The sar, the hair that grew, it's also banor, you have to burn it. So it's a diet. Gidulai Kodesh. Only his hair that grew, that's what's also banor. V'yein dov racha Kodesh. But nothing else is also banor. Everything else is mutter banor. So that's why we say by nazir, the wine is mutter banor to him. Fred Gemara, is that a diet? Midi v'yein dov racha ziv. Does the Pasuk says only this and nothing else? I tell you, maybe everything else treats as also banor. The Torah says lo yoichal. It means wine. Not only can he eat the pits and shells, he can't have enjoyment from it. The second pasuk is saying another chiddush that when he cuts off his hair, the hair is also banor. But there's no diik for the second pasuk. Only hair and not wine. So mainly, I'm to gemar nechnami elo machvata to the mazutrum. You have to come back to the first parents. That the reason why is nazir and his isurim is mutter banor because the pasuk says nizroi vidashin shloyehei. That even the things that rest of him, he's allowed to have hanor from it. That's why it's not a kasha to Rebbe Avuah. Kadimov arei chodesh. There's a new isa na chodesh. That means the wheat, the grain, the five grain that are grown before Pesach. You're not allowed to eat it until it comes the second day of Pesach that the omer is matter it. The Rachman on the Torah says, lechem v'koli, you have flour, bread, v'koli, roasted flour, the caramel, that's rach, the car, it's very soft, is light teichel. Torah says you're not allowed to eat the new grains, ad etzem ayayim azeh, until it comes, tez zayim v'nisim, until it comes the second day of Pesach, when they bring the yomer, that's when it's mutter to eat it. So chodesh is also teat. The Torah says, loy teichlu. Now, according to Rabbi Avuah,
Leitochlu means echad isser v'achilo, v'echad isser v'ano. You should not be allowed to have ano from Chodesh. Well, Tanan, we had a Mishnah in Menachos that says, Koitzel l'shachas. You're allowed to cut down the Chodesh, the Nui, when it's still very young. Shachas means it's not fully grown yet. U'maychul l'behemam. You're allowed to give it to your behemam. You're allowed to give it to him teat. So you see, Chodesh is mutav ano, even though it's Chodesh. You see, you're allowed to give it to your animal teat. I look who you're having ano from it. So it's a kashan, Rabbi Hua. Why is Chodesh mutav b'ano? I, the Torah says, loy toichot, it should be yosef ano. So Rashi says really it's two things. One thing is koitzel l'shachas, you're allowed to cut down the tefuah that's unripe. Well, Michael Levin Rashi says, av chitin gemurim, that's even going on fully grown wheat. That even though the Torah says you can't cut it down, or by the kituf, it's be allowed to cut it by pulling it off with your hands, like we had before. You just can't use a knife to cut it down in its normal manner. That's also the ksirim. But kituf, pulling it off with your hands, that's mutter. But I quote upon it here, it says clearly that chodesh is mutter bano, so it's a kashan yamavua. And the Gemara, Amar Rav Shemaya, Shani Hossam, Chodesh is also different. The Yom HaKroa, the Pesach says, Ketzirchem, Ketzirchem Shalachem Yehei. It says an extra word, Ketzirchem, Masbo the Ketzir, that you do cut down, belongs to you. So therefore, here it's Mutav Ano. For the Gemara, the Iduch, as you behold by Chizkiyah, that he says, Lo Toichal only means Nisra Achila, doesn't mean a Nisra Ano. Only Lo Yeyocha means a Nisra Ano. So according to Chizkiyah, why does the Torah have to say Ketzirchem, Chita Chodesh is Mutav Ano? Now, the Gemara Nechnaim is not an extra word, it's not an extra grosha. Now, Ketzirchem just means V'chol Yisro Mashma. The Torah is talking about everybody. Lav Dafka Yochid is talking about everybody. That's why it says Loshin Ketzirchem. But it doesn't mean to tell me a new Chiddush Lochem, like a belongs to you, is Mutav Ano. No, I know anyway that Chodesh is Mutav Ano. For the Gemara of Aresh Rotsim, there's a Lav in the Torah, not Peter Sheretz. The Rachman on the Torah says, Sheketzu lo yeyochel. Torah says, not lady sheketz. Yeah, utanan. Still, we learned the Mishnah in Shavuos. Saidei chaya v'yofes v'dogim hunters that go hunt chayes and birds and fish. Shen isdamnu lehem minim tmeim. By mistake, they caught a mintoni. They caught a sheketz. They caught something that's also teat. Is alocha mutorim lamarchem alochri. There are a lot of sell to a guy. Vidatu is nizdamin. Rashi says shenizdamnu means dafka shenizdamnu. It happened by mistake. They caught this trace animal. The Torah then doesn't say you have to be maskerit, like give it up. But to go metchila, to go hunt down treif animals, it's aser. Last rachrein. You're not allowed to do business. Anything that's aser teeth with your isa, you're not allowed to do business, you're not allowed to sell it to make money with. And the Pasha al-Gemara is mashpas nisi the isa. You're not allowed to do business with any food that's awesome in the Raisa teat. If it's only awesome in the Rabbanon, then it's mutter. But it's not like treifah that's awesome in the Raisa, you're not allowed to do business with it. Yeah. So it says clearly what Shindal Minutes Mayim, Mutter Lamachal Nochrim. So a kopon, if it's Nizdamna, you're not doing business with it. Just it happened to be you caught one of them, then it's mutter to sell to a guy. So you see, Kloa Sherkes is mutter b'ano. Either Pesach says lo yoichel, it should be yosef ano. Now the Gemara Shani yosef, here it's different by Shkotzim. The Yom HaKroa lochem, shulachem yehei, that it should belong to you, it's mutav ano. That's why it's mutav to do it. For the Gemara Yochi, if you tell me now a shekes, or zachas treifa, it's mutav ano. Afilu kachilo nami, it should even be mutav mechilo to go and catch these animals and sell them and make money with it. Why do we say mechilo shouldn't do it? Now the Gemara Shani yochel, the Yom HaKroa yiyu, they're the yosef yehei. The Torah says, "You, Zakrashi, v'sheket yiyulachem." Yeah, v'sheket yiyulachem. That the sheket should be to you. Mashma is that yiyu. It's always osav ano. So it's a little bit stira. One pasuk says lachem that's mutav ano, and one pasuk says yiyu that's osav ano. So with Ashen, that means that v'tchila you're not supposed to go hunt down treif animals to sell it to make business with it. It's also to make business from treif animals. Just with the evid, you caught one, you're not mechuyev to waste it. If you have it already, you could sell it. But you're not supposed to do business with it. So Tzadis Taki asked the Kasha, Omar Kroa Yiyu Be'ev Yosin Yei, Be'em Taimim Keim Schustim Echamorim Hechiz Avinim. By Yisrael Tzadis knew people used to have businesses selling horses and chamorim donkeys. I look for the Rosh Atit. So the Rosh Atit, how could you do business selling horses and chamorim? The Yeshleimah, the Bemidi, the Achili, Mayri Dafkom. The fossils are talking about something that people eat. You're not allowed to sell tracer food. You're not allowed to do business in your grocery store and sell tracer meat or tracer food. That's awesome. But if you're selling the ox, the animal itself, if you're selling the susim, the horses, that's not oymet eat. You don't need a horse. A horse is oymet to sell to work with. Yes, there's no risk of doing business with it. Only something, maybe the achila, it's also to do business with it. So that's the kasha was, why is it mutter banu? The pasuk says, lo yoichel. The Torah says, the pasuk says, yelachem, the Torah says, mutter banu. Right. The Gemara, ulechiskiya, lomri lemichtav, lo yoichel. According to Chiski, this is also a kasha. Because here it says the word, lo yoichel. Lo yoichel means it's even also banu. So according to Chizki, it's a bit of modna. Here by the Sheket, the Pasuk says, Lo yeyochel, which really should be mashmet, even also banor. Well, maisi lochem l'mishrayim. And then the Torah says right away, no lochem, that a Sheket is mutter banor. Because the kasher is, according to Chizki, Lo lichter rachmon lo yeyochel, the Torah shouldn't have said this extra special lotion of lo yeyochel. It just should have said lo yeyochel. And according to Chizki, lo yeyochel only means also bachila, and not a nisra banor. And then I don't need the pasuk lechem. Because according to Chizki, it's a bit of modna. Why does the Torah say something special here? Lo yeyochel, which Chizki says that usually means it's also bano, and right away the Torah says lechem. If the Torah wants to tell you that sheket is mutter bano, say a different motion. Say lo yeyochel. And the Gemara omer lecha Chizki answers back, taima bidid nami mehocha. This is just the opposite. I learned out my whole din from sheket. Here I see the Torah has to say the fair, which is mutter bano. It says lochem, that's mutter bano. Mashmah, the Pasuk wouldn't have said lochem, I would say it's asa bano. Why is that? Because here the Pasuk says lo yeyochel. So I see whenever it says lo yeyochel, it really it means it's asa bano. Here it means you can't have any anor from it. That's why the Pasuk has to say lochem, that's mutter bano. So if you would know it's from someplace else, you have a kasha. But Chizki is saying he only knows his whole yisurid from this Pasuk. I see the Tosak had to say lochem, it's mutter banor. Mashmah without lochem, I would say it's also banor. Why is that? The Pasuk only said lo yeyochel. So it's a raya, lo yeyochel means you can't have any enjoyment at all from it. That's why the Pasuk had to say the famous lochem, that no, it's mutter banor. So now there's no kashir either according to Chizkiyah or according to Bavua. So the Imar Barei Chomets. The Rachman of Roma, lo yeyochel Chomets. Pasuk says you're not allowed to eat Chomets. The Tanya would look like this. We have Yosek Lili Yoimer. Taymu al Asmako, I have a wonder upon yourself. Hey, Chomets also banor, Kol Shiva. Has he heard that Chomim say, the Lachu we hold, that Chomets is also banor all 7 days of Chomets? We have Yosek Lili holds not like that. He holds his Mutu banor, even in the middle of Pesach, Chomets is Mutu banor. And he says, Lashem, Taymu al Asmako, I have a wonder upon ourself. How could you say, Chomets is also banor, Kol Shiva? So I call upon him at the Kasha. Here you have a Tana of Yosek Lili, that even though the Torah says, Lo Yoichal, still, according to him, it doesn't mean an Isra no. So it's a kasha according to Rabbi Avuah. How could you say it means an Isra no? Here we see clearly it doesn't have to mean an Isra no. Because if the word lo yeyochel would mean an Isra no, how could Rabbi Yosef really have a question to say like it doesn't mean Isra no? Treat it means Isra no. So according to Raya, lo yeyochel does not mean Isra no. The more answer is no. Shani Yosem, Chomet is different. The Yom HaKro, the Pasuk says, v'lo yiroh lechosor, v'dashen shelecho yehei. Says, lo yiroh lechosor. That the chomet belongs to you. So even throughout Pesach, if Yosef Lili has referenced a pasuk lecho, then it's mutter banom. So even though lo yochal should mean it's even also banom, but since the pasuk says referenced lecho, that tells us chomet is mutter banom. That's the way of Yosef Lili dashes. So more of Rabbonin. What do Rabbonin do with this? She lecho that Rabbonin say parshit that lo yochal means echad isra rachilo v'echad isra no. From lo yochal alone, I know it's also banom. Why does the pasuk say lecho? We dashin shelecho iyataroya. You're not allowed to see your own chomet on Pesach. Avalataroya shelacherim v'shogavoya. But you're allowed to see chomet that belongs to a goy, or chomet that takes you're allowed to see. Since it's not in your rishus, doesn't belong to you, you're allowed to see it. So then lecho doesn't come to tell me it's smut debano, but rather a heter in which chomet you're allowed to see. The iduch. What does the Rabbi Yosi really do with this? Trei lecho ksiv. It says 2 times lecho. One to tell us this Rasha goy's chomet is mutter. And the second lechor is tell you it's mutter banor. The idach, what do Rabbanan do? Chad v'nochrish ekevashtoi. One lechor tells me even a goy that's under your rule, he's like your evid, that even that's chometz is also. V'chad, or that that chometz is mutum. V'chad v'nachu shloi kivashtoi. And the second pasuk is even a goy that doesn't, not your rebbe, doesn't belong to you. His chometz is also mutum. And before we had the kasha, just say one, not the other one. So therefore, if we'll just say one, l'chor, I would think which goy's chometz is mutum for you to see, a goy that you have no shaykhs to. He's not your rebbe. Mashenkin, a goy that's your rebbe. Maybe I would think even a goy's own chometz you can't see in pesach. K'mashlon tuk sukim l'chor. No. Abi, it belongs to the goy. You will not makabel achrayus on it. You will not see his chometz. The idach was of Yosef really do with this. He yelled plus lechok sivi. It says three times the word lechok. Two for this last rosh and one to teach us that it's mutter bano. The idach, what are the rabbanim do with this third lechok? They time to know. There's no three extras lechok. No chad v'sor v'chad v'chometz. One lechok says by sor by sourdough. The chad v'chometz by the dough itself that's chometz. Or three chalit bo sukim. That I need a chiddush like the Maran Beya says. Sourdough has a mila that is so strong it can make other dough chametz. Maybe that's what a terrorist said. Awesome. Mashenkin, regular dough can make other dough chametz. Maybe no. From either geese or chametz, dough is roi teeth. So the Torah wrote just that chametz, only chametz that's edible, that you have the bayiro bayimotzei. Mashenkin, sourdough that's not edible, maybe there's no bayiro bayimotzei. That's where I need two lechos. So according to Rabbanon, there's no extra lechor to tell me it's mutter bano. Therefore, since the pasuk says lo yoichal chometz, I know it's also bano. According to Rabbi Yosef Glili, since there's an extra word lechor, that's why I say chometz is mutter bano. But it's no kasha on Rabbi Avuah. Without the word lechor, everybody would hold it should have been also bano. For the Gemara, leima ketanoi. I'm going to tell you now the din of Rabbi Avuah. The Rashi says leima ketanoi lo toichal Rabbi Avuah. That's what Rebbe Avuah says when the Torah says loy teichal. It means even hano is osur, me'achuris ha-machlekes tanoyim. So it should be a little kasha on Rebbe Avuah, he's only going like one man the yama. Where's the machlekes tanoyim? The pasuk says by chelev, chelev means the fats of an animal, if osur teat. The pasuk says though, yeyosu l'chol malocha, that the fats of the animal, the treif of the fats, the chelev, it's mutabano. The first is the yosla chomalocha. You can do whatever you want with it. A special pasuk to say you can do whatever you want with it. Matam leima. What do I need this pasuk for? Matam leima chomalocha. Shiyachol, I would think. Lemlechas gevoye yehe mutter. Maybe this fat is only mutter if you want to use it for the base of Migdish. Like Rashi says, you want to shmir the oiris, the skin that goes for the bedek abayis. If you want to use chelef, trace the fat, to use for the purpose of the base of Migdish, maybe that is mutter bano. Or the hedyit, yeah, yosser. Maybe though for hedyit, if you want to use it for your own private use, since chelev you're not allowed to eat, maybe it's asa bano also. Talmud loy malachol malacha. Divra of Yosef Glili. Therefore the pasuk says, no, chelev is mutter lachol malacha. Even for a private hedyit, you're allowed to use it for your own use. And it's obvious would be that since chelev is mutter lachvoya, the moshe by the karbonis, when you shecht it, the emurim, that's the fats of the animal, that's what you bring on the mizbeach. So you see, l'gvoya, there's no issa chelev. So I can't, chelev is what you put on the mizbeach. So I would think when the pasuk says chelev is mutter banor, it's only mutter banor, the hegdish is used. If you want to smear the skin with oil for the purpose of the base of migdish. If you want to smear your own skin with this fat, maybe it's awesome. K'mashma no, yiyosu l'chol malocha. Any type of enjoyment you want to do with this, fat is mutter. That's what Rabbi Yosef really dashens. You have to keep your wife know. Sheyochel like this he dashens. Sheyochel lemleches hedyit yeytor. Maybe it's only tor from leches hedyit. But lemleches kevoy yeytomei. Maybe since chelev is like a nevela, just like a nevela is tomei, maybe I would think to shmir these fats on a base of migdish, because object, it should be tomei for the base of migdish. Lemleches kevoy, if you want to use these fats, to shmir skin that you want to give to the base of meat or belong to the base of meat to the bedek abayis, maybe it's tamei. Tamulayim, the prophet says no. L'chol malacha, you're even allowed to use these fats even for the purpose of the base of meatish. So what do I say now? The Rabbi Yosi Yaglili l'tumu l'tayra l'yisachro. To tell me a chiddush that chelev has no tumu v'tayra, I don't need any pasuk. Sheet has no tumu v'tayra. I see yo chelev is not bechal v'tumas nevela. Yes, what sheet it's muta is has no tumu. Now, ki yitzakru, what do I need the pasuk to say that the chelev is mutter? Liyitzel leheter. It's only come to tell me a chiddush how far the heter hano is. We have a kiva. What's up, a kiva? No. Isiv heter lo tzarakru. I don't need any pasuk to tell me it's mutter bano. This is a raya of a kiva holds that even though the pasuk says lo yeyochel, not let it chelev. So what? It's only an isiv achila. There's no isiv hano. So maybe I know Pshita Chelev is Mutabanur. I don't need this pasuk to tell me it's Mutabanur. He is the Kuro. When do I need this pasuk though? Le Tumul is Hiro. Only to tell me a Chiddush that the Chelev of a Nevela doesn't have Tumul. A Nevela means a Mehema that died without Shchita. A Mehema that died, the Lachar is the meat of it, the Barfa Shaboy, is Tumay. So how do I know the fat of that animal is not Tumay? Come ask on this pasuk. You can use the fats for any purpose. Even for the base of Middash, it's not metam of the things. That's why Rabbi Kiva dashes. So what's the machlokes, Rabbi Yosef Glil and Rabbi Kiva? If you need this pasuk by chelev, the trace of fats of an animal that died, if you need the chiddush to say it's muta bahano or it's muta betuma, what's the machlokes? The one saying my love, isn't it?